Good morning. It's 11th of March. Our New Testament reading today is Luke chapter 2. I'm reading to you from Brother Melva Purkis. Jesus is in Jerusalem for his first Passover there. Brother Purkis writes this. To assess the effect of the experience of Jesus during these momentous days is but to speculate. Was it possible that in the silent watches of the night, the God of Israel spoke to the eager waiting spirit of his son, and, like Samuel, there came the ready response, "Speak, Lord, for thy servant heareth." We do know that Jesus went out alone to seek the elders of the city, and, oblivious of his parents and the passing of the hours, he talked with the learned rabbis of the great issues of the law and of God's purpose and promises. At the end of 3 days, we see an anxious mother break into the quiet circle and, in her conflicting emotions of relief and distress, cry out, "Son, why hast thou thus dealt with us? Behold, thy father and I have sought thee, sorrowing." We hear his quiet reply, not a rebuke, but rather a declaration that something wonderful has happened in his life, that from now on the old relationship has changed. A new allegiance has begun. "How is it that ye sought me? Wished ye not that I must be about my Father's business?" These words introduce us to Jesus. For the first time in the gospel record we hear him speak. Before the clouds take him out of our sight, many are the gracious utterances that will fall from his lips. But in these first recorded words, the purpose of his life is crystallized. "I must be about my Father's business." That resolution was to make great demands of him. It was to put him to the test in the wilderness, to try him amidst seething, clamouring multitudes, to strain relationships, to bewilder his dearest friends. It was to demand a loyalty in which earthly relationships were to be forgotten, his brethren being those who did his Father's will. It was finally to make the supreme demand on life itself. The life of Jesus is the record of how Jesus did all these things with quiet confidence and unflinching faith, and with a clear perspective of the work he was doing in relation to the purpose of his Father. The first demand this resolution made was by no means the lightest to the eager spirit of Jesus. His Father's business led him away from the rabbis, back over the Samaritan hills to the carpenter's shop, and kept him there for no less than 18 years. It was a severe test. Nothing loosens the will more quickly than an inability to accept its challenge. Nothing breeds doubt more insidiously than inactivity. There is no greater test of patience than indeterminate waiting. It is a lesson which all the disciples of Jesus must learn. So often, especially in the eager devotion of youth, obedience to the call of God is thought to imply an entire redirection of the whole life. There are new worlds to conquer, deep wrongs to right, great deeds to be done. Slowly we realise that the Father's business takes us back to the carpenter's shop, to the things we thought we might have left behind, to the slow discipline of patience and steadfast devotion, to a long period of waiting upon God. But we can be sure that as Jesus went about his duties at the carpenter's bench, subject to his parents, there was a new light in his eyes. He recognised his Father's will and submitted to it gladly. Although in his new relationship he was to learn the desolation of loneliness, he was also to learn that he was never really alone, for he lived in the abiding consciousness of the nearness and the love of his Father. And that, too, in humbler measure, can be the experience of every one who comes to the Father through him. Thank you for listening.